Capitol Hill, kumbaya. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There's really no market for stories that reflect well on Congress, which must be why almost no one covered the passage of this bill last week.
I rise to urge my colleagues to support the Government Report Eliminations Act of 2014.
The Government Report Eliminations Act of 2014. You see, one of the things Congress does when it passes a law is that it requires annual reports on how that law is working. And over the years, that list of reports has grown so that now, according to the Washington Post, Congress has assigned itself an annual reading list of 4,291 reports. Imagine how smart the members must be by now. Except that, sadly, many of those reports go unread. Why no one would want to read the annual report on dog and cat fur protection, I can't say. But in 2012, the Obama administration put out a list of 269 reports that could be safely eliminated. After 2 years, Congress pared that down to 48 reports, 1% of the total, and last week that bill passed unanimously. And so the dog and cat fur protection report, which was keeping 15 staffers busy for 3 months, will cease publication, although I'm sure you can find used copies on Amazon. But more important, it brought Republican Daryl Issa to the floor to say this.
Lastly, I'd like to thank this administration. This is
thanking the White House. And when Congress can finally come together with the White House to eliminate 1% of its paperwork, I ask you, can a compromise on immigration reform be far behind? Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.